It's possible to build a nature-positive business. Hello, I'm Simon King, and this is Nature Space with Hates. And I'm going to tell you how it's possible to build a nature-based and a nature-positive business in a few moments. But first, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened to our Nature Space with Hates podcast so far. We really do appreciate you tuning in, downloading, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please tell your friends to browse or search for Nature Space with Hates. Also, we couldn't actually record these podcasts without some of the wonderful guests, or all of the wonderful guests we've had so far. And hopefully you've spotted already is that everybody is making a difference. Everybody is sharing their knowledge, prepared to share their knowledge. And to them, we say thank you. When people can step forward and share what they've learned and become a role model for others, so they can learn from the experiences they've had so far, then all we can do is get behind them and applaud them. And hopefully give them a platform to be able to share what they know with other people. So thank you to them, and thank you again to you. Please keep listening. If there's anything you want to hear, if there's somebody you want to hear from, then let us know. We'll try and get them on as a guest, and we'll put your questions to them. So look, let's get back to this point. It's possible to build a nature positive business, and we're going to prove this. We have imagined a future where people and nature can thrive, and we've all done this in our homes. We look in our back gardens and we see ourselves living in our garden space, and we see nature visiting us on a day-to-day basis. And often we provide food and we look after their welfare by cleaning our bird feeders, providing fresh water in a garden space. And that little bit of biodiversity is terrific, not only for the birds. Let's face it, and if you feed the birds, then you are helping their fitness and you are helping the chances of those birds increasing their abilities to survive. But I think more recently, we're finding out that feeding wildlife, watching wildlife, is also relaxing. It helps our well-being and it helps our mental health. In fact, recently, ITV News said that being around birds is linked to mental health and gives our mental well-being a boost. And this is a scientific study we're only just beginning to understand. We are part of nature. We are inextricably linked, and this is an opportunity for us and nature to build this nature-positive society. But we're going to be different here, because this is about a nature-positive business. We're going to put our money where our mouth is as a business. We are moving from where we are in Grimsby in northeast Lincolnshire, and we've found a wonderful opportunity, a nice piece of land in Louth, which is on an industrial estate. However, what we're going to do is do something different. We've purchased a little more space than we need, and we're going to hand back commercial space to nature. We're going to prove that it's possible to invest in nature, and also that it's possible in the meantime to invest in people and the economy. So we call it handing over commercial space to nature. People have heard about handing over space to nature before in their gardens, in a residential setting, but we're going to do it in a commercial setting. How are we going to do that? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give around 20-ish percent of our space back to nature. We're going to be looking at rewilding programs. We're going to be looking at planting schemes that actually attract beneficial insects. And also we're going to be looking at native species of plants so that we can grow the biodiversity of that plot. The interesting thing, really, is the speed and scale of change in our natural landscapes. We're hearing words like emergencies. We're hearing words that compound, that it's more than an emergency on local backyards. These are global emergencies where climate change is threatening to change the way wildlife and nature exists, or whether it exists at all. What we want to do different as well is not only make space for nature, but we want to make space for our team, for our colleagues to take a break in the natural world. So when they come and work at Hates, we want them to be able to step out into this space that we're creating so that they can remain connected with the natural world. Because we know that people who watch and feed wildlife have a greater environmental awareness and they have a wonderful connection to the natural world. We know that feeding wildlife can be relaxing, as I've said before, and also being part of the natural world can improve our well-being and our mental health. What we feel is, we can help our team come to work, be happier where they are, that they'll do a better job. And if they can do a better job, then we feel that will come through our bird foods. If our bird foods are better, then we can help more birds survive. If our bird foods are better, then we can help the offspring and the survival rates increase for birds. They will become greater. The better our food, potentially the less chance of starvation and health issues for birds. And we can also invest some of our profits into looking how we can attract even more wildlife and nature to the site. So the interesting thing becomes, when a customer buys from us, not only are they filling their bird feeder in their garden, not only are you filling a bird table and providing food for the garden visitors, your feathered friends that arrive in your garden, then you will be helping us to create more space and hand over even more commercial space to nature with natural planting schemes that attract native species of animals and invertebrates. We're all part of this biodiversity, but as I say, we want to do something different. We want to make our move and use our move as a catalyst for transformational change. And look, you know, we think as a wild bird food company, it's important for us to put our money where our mouth is. This is an opportunity for us, hopefully, to inspire you to be part of that change. We want you to keep an eye on what we do. Please keep tuning into our Nature Space with Haith podcast. Keep challenging us to make sure that we are prepared and continue to be connected to nature-based solutions. And please come and see us, because not only will we be planting for nature, but we'll be creating opportunities, for example, where we have wildlife attenuation ponds, where we have ponds with a jetty where our staff can take a break, as I've said before, with nature. And we'll invite you to our little store there so you can come and see us, see what we're doing, see how many insects we've managed to attract, see how many bird species we've managed to get back onto the site. And we want you to become part of this for us. We'll continue on our journey to find out more from people who are out there doing great things for people. We're not the only ones that are looking after nature, but actually the interesting thing is here, if we work together on this project, if you can continue to be interested and support us while we use this opportunity to springboard into the kind of action we think we are capable of as a business, and we should be capable of as a business. We want to make nature positive business, where we improve the net biodiversity of the site that we're moving to. We're confident we'll achieve that. And it would be absolutely wonderful if you would drop by and say hello when that time is right, which will be around about spring, in March, April of 2023. We would love you to come in and see us and see how we've managed to hand over more commercial space to nature. And if we can get it right, we're going to share that process with more businesses so we can encourage them to do it too. So not only can we create opportunities in our own garden spaces for wildlife, we're going to do it in a commercial setting too. And that's how it's possible to build a nature-positive business. I'm Simon King. This is Nature Space with Haith. Thanks for listening.